What do you get if you cross a food bank with a supermarket? The answer is a community grocery, a new project from Manchester-based The Message Trust. I'm Wayne Clark for Connect Radio, and I asked Sam Ward from Message Trust to tell me what community grocery was all about.
Community grocery really has been for us this new ministry that we've begun off the back of the pandemic, which partners with local churches to enable those in disadvantaged communities, those who are facing the effects of poverty, who need an extra helping hand in order to be able to afford to pay for food. We found this affordable way of creating a shop experience where people can come and select food for themselves and their families. So they are genuine shops, but with just very affordable food.
We've heard a lot about food banks, and Trussell Trust and others effectively put on food banks. What is the difference in practice between a food bank and a community grocery?
Food banks are brilliant, absolutely essential, but we see them primarily as emergency response to food hunger and poverty. We just recognise there's probably one step beyond that. Once you've had your three food parcels, what's next for a family that are really struggling? Because we've got a shop that is open pretty much 9 to 5, you can come and shop when it's convenient for you. There's a whole load of stuff that we talk around dignity. There's something slightly more dignified about coming to a community grocery than it is to queue up outside a church. Only the poor collect food from churches. So we put proper shops on that look like farm shops. We try and get the best quality food that we can. We want to enable choice. So you don't just receive a handout of pre-selected food, but you can come and choose the food that your family like, are able to cook. But most importantly of all, our members are given this opportunity to get wraparound care. That's the big piece. It isn't just that you receive food, but you get the kind of support that you think you need to transition you out of poverty. So can you get job club stuff? Can you get debt advice? Can you get mental health services? Can you get parenting support? All the kind of things that we believe deal with the complexities of poverty, not just addressing food and hunger needs, but the wider issues of poverty that exist in communities.
I suppose it always used to be the case that your local shop, your corner shop, was the focus of the community, and shopkeepers knew their customers. Are you trying to recreate something of that environment as well?
I love that idea. That's exactly it. So when people come in, we're remembering faces, we're remembering the circumstances of their lives. We know what's going on at home. That holistic approach to poverty alleviation means that we don't just give food, but we're involved and engaged in the lives of those who come into our shops, and we're able to meet and minister to those in Jesus' name.
And this ministry started in Greater Manchester, but it's expanding out now. You've got your website currently says 9 community groceries open or about to open. What's your vision for how this may expand in the months and years to come?
Yeah, that's right. We started with our first shop in Sharston in Withenshaw. Withenshaw is this massive council estate, 110,000 residents. And we're hoping to launch one shop every month throughout this year and try and deliver 2 a month throughout 2022. And then we'll review, take stock and see if God is continuing to allow us to grow at the same rate as we go forward.